Now, notice verse 10. And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast thou asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. You see that? That is it. To make wise decisions. Now that is today something that, very candidly, the sickening scene that is before us today in our government is the fact that we've got a group of men clamoring for a position, want to be elected to an office, and all of them are telling us how great they are and what marvelous ability they have and that they are able to solve the problems. Now, friends, by now, some of us older squares, I think we've come to the conclusion that these boys are just kidding us. They don't have the solution. They don't have the wisdom. Oh, if just some of them would come on the scene and say, I don't have the wisdom, I recognize my inadequacy, but I'm going to depend on God to lead me and guide me. May I say to you, it would be so startling, I think that it would probably rock the nation. But that's not what we are hearing, as you well know today. Now, Solomon asked for that, and God commends him for it. This was a great step, you see. Now, having asked for this, and God promises now to bless him, not only that, he says in verse 12, behold, I've done according to thy words. Lo, I've given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. Now, Solomon does stand out as being a wise ruler. And all you have to do is read the book of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. Friends, you'll find there human wisdom on the highest plane. Now, that doesn't mean that it's not inspired. What I'm trying to say is God, through Solomon, is giving the highest of human wisdom. But he makes it very clear that it's wholly and totally inadequate to meet the issues of life. Now, verse 13, and I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. And if thou wilt walk in my ways, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did walk, then I lengthen thy days. Now, the standard becomes, as we've indicated before, the standard is David. That's a human standard. It's not very high. Very frankly, very few of the kings ever came up to that.